Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump announced a broad halt on migration from third world countries, a decisive shift triggered by the killing of a National Guard member in an attack near the White House. The move deepens the administration's ongoing crackdown on immigration just a day after the shooting, which officials say was carried out by an Afghan national who entered the United States under a resettlement program in 2021. The president made the announcement on his social media platform, saying the pause is needed to ease pressure on the U.S. immigration system. He said the order would apply not only to new applicants but also to cases approved under the previous administration. Trump also outlined plans to remove individuals who he claimed do not contribute to the country, along with ending access to federal benefits for non-citizens. The administration has already begun reviewing asylum cases approved during Joe Biden's term and re-examining green cards issued to nationals from 19 countries. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has stopped all processing related to Afghan nationals indefinitely, adding uncertainty to thousands of pending cases. The alleged gunman in Wednesday's attack, identified as Ramanullah Lakhanwal, was granted asylum earlier this year. Although he was in the country legally, officials say the incident has strengthened the administration's argument for tighter vetting and more aggressive enforcement. Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, 20, was killed in the attack. Fellow Guardsman Andrew Wolf, 24, remains in critical condition. The assault has intensified political pressure and fueled fresh debate over national security gaps in the current immigration system. The nature of the proposed migration freeze has sparked concern among humanitarian groups and global organizations. UN officials urged Washington to honor its obligations under international law, stressing that asylum seekers must be given proper protection and due process. Human rights advocates warn that broad, undefined restrictions could expose vulnerable groups to discrimination and collective punishment. The president said his administration aims to reduce illegal and disruptive populations, signaling a strategy that goes beyond border enforcement. He has deployed additional immigration officers to major cities to increase deportations, resulting in record removal levels. According to recent ICE figures, more than two-thirds of the 53,000 people detained as of mid-November had no criminal convictions.